The study is basically a recopilation of a lot of information that has been gathered in the past years on the importance of edible insects. And I think it's the first of its kind that actually provides a comprehensive review of which insects are being eaten, how they're being processed, what the nutritional value is, and many more issues related to edible insects. Now, why are edible insects important? First of all, 2 billion people in the world, that is one-third of the world's population, already eat edible insects. And they eat them because they are delicious and they are nutritious. And they are nutritious because insects contain high levels of protein and also high levels of certain minerals and vitamins that are very important. Insects are very abundant in generally, and they reproduce quickly. So they're easy to reproduce. And they also have a much lower environmental footprint than, for example, conventional livestock.
What are some of the most consumed insects?
Well, there are beetles, there are grasshoppers, there are locusts, there are crickets, there are ants. Many of the insect species that are known to us are actually edible.
How is this food source being threatened?
The food source is not threatened, I would say. At the moment, most of the insects that are being eaten in the world are gathered in the wild. So eventually, if the demand goes up, and let's say if the Western world all of a sudden discovered that everybody wanted to eat insects, then there may be a problem of over-harvesting. And this is why it is very important to develop technologies to mass-produce insects and to farm them.
Are there any types of action plans or legislation that is coming out of the conference that is taking place there in Rome that will help to integrate insects and even wild animals into food security policies?
Well, there will certainly be a recommendation from the conference participants encouraging countries to strengthen their legislation for better integration of insects into food security policies. And that is also related to legislation regarding the farming and processing of insects.
That brings up my next question, and that is, what is insect farming and how will investing in this type of agriculture contribute to food security?
Well, insect farming is, in essence, like any other farming. That means you don't collect the insects, the adult insects in the wild, but you actually raise them. And there are many ways of doing this, and there's also been quite a bit of research done. For example, there is a possibility of raising insects on agricultural waste. So in the end, there are good possibilities of developing technologies that are cost-effective and at the same time also safe. In that sense, I think farming of insects has a future, and it is definitely something that should be developed further, especially in view of an increasing world population.
What has been the reaction of international leaders to this new study which highlights the role of insects in food security?
Well, it's a bit early to say because the book was launched this morning at the conference. So many of the world leaders will not have had a chance to read it, but we will in the coming weeks and months do a lot of promotion. The main messages of the book, and that is really insects are healthy, insects are nutritious, and insects are a good alternative food source, and this is the message that we want to get across.